Inertia and conservation of momentum are your windows into the physics of Red, the new spy movie starring Bruce Willis, Helen Mirren, and John Malkovich. Here's Jacob Lichtenstaff's review.
I went into the theater not knowing that Red is loosely based on a 3-issue comic book series published in 2003 and 2004. The trailers showing Helen Mirren blasting away with rifles and handguns were enough to get me there. Character development and careful plotting are not the film's strong suits. The script simply gives a collection of older stars an opportunity to participate in an action comedy. Bruce Willis plays Frank Moses, a retired and extremely dangerous, or Red, CIA agent living in a quiet Cleveland, Ohio neighborhood.
Tell me everything you know.
Some thumbsucker tagged him Red.
Red?
Retired, extremely dangerous. Yeah, hey, don't make him like that anymore.
His main human contact is phone conversations with a woman issuing his government pension checks, Mary Louise Parker. Frank survives an attack by an assassin team, but that's just the start of a chase through New Orleans, Chicago, and the East Coast. Along the way, he's joined by old comrades-at-arms played by Morgan Freeman, John Malkovich, and Helen Mirren.
We're getting the band back together.
New agent William Cooper, played by Carl Urban, attempts to catch Moses, but you can guess he doesn't have much luck. So what does this action comedy offer a science teacher? Well, the screenwriters seem to be fans of Mythbusters. They use several Mythbusters-tested phenomena in the film. In one early scene, Moses creates a diversion by putting a handful of 9mm cartridges in a frying pan on the stove and turning on the heat. A few minutes later, they explode, leading the assassins outside to think there's a firefight going on in the house. Mythbusters Adam and Jamie looked into the potential danger of cartridges being set off by heat. Rather than putting ammunition in a frying pan, though, they baked it in an oven to see if the bullets would go through the oven's glass door. Starting with a small .22, the results were all negative. Even a .50 caliber bullet didn't get out, though it did make quite a bang. When a cartridge explodes, momentum is conserved. The casing and the bullet go in opposite directions at about the same speed. Well, they definitely have the exact same momentum, so if their masses are nearly the same, then their speeds will be as well. When a cartridge is set off in a gun, momentum is still conserved, but since the gun has a lot of mass, it doesn't move much, and the much lighter bullet takes off very fast down the barrel of the gun. In a chase sequence late in the film, Cooper jumps into the back of a moving limousine and holds on as the driver is told to shake him off. The driver makes a sudden sharp turn, sending Cooper flying off the car and into the street. Mythbusters tried this action film staple and found it really is very difficult to hold on to a moving car if the driver is trying to get you off. The physics concept here is inertia. When you're moving with the car in a certain direction at a given speed, you will keep that speed and direction unless a force acts on you to change your direction. If the car slows down or turns out from under you, you will keep moving in the direction you are going, unless you can hold on, which will provide the force to change your velocity along with the car. Physics teachers and fans of Mythbusters can have some fun with the action comedy Red.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.